Just about 4:30, DGS. Dave Murray joins us from who the hell knows where Dave Murray is these days. Like, where's Waldo?
It's like, where's Waldo? You're absolutely right.
Yep. So
that's what retirement's all about.
I just picture you in a Winnebago.
Yep.
Just driving across the country with the dogs.
Hanging out at Stuckey's.
Your wife yelling at salespeople. I don't know how big your gulp is, but... So what did you think of the of Michael now that it's kind of blowing through?
It's very impressive. You know, what we were saying yesterday, this is an impressive storm, and the people in the U.S. and the world really get to see what a Category 4 hurricane can do because it's been in daylight. We've gotten to see the whole day of this landfall, where a lot of the times they happen at night, and it's like, well, that's not very impressive until... You know, like 24, 36 hours later, you get to see the damage. Today, you're getting to see the effect of this thing. And as we were talking about yesterday, the way that water just kind of collects in that part of the panhandle of Florida, the storm surge has been incredible. There's houses just gone, just absolutely gone.
So we're at the end of the hurricane season, right?
Yeah, this is the one of 10 hurricanes, major hurricanes that have hit Florida in October. So it, the season goes until November, but once you get out of September and early October, it's pretty tough to get something going. This is probably the last hurrah, though there's a couple of other storms still out in the Atlantic, but they're not a land problem right now.
So bright and sunny and beautiful in St. Louis at the moment. How close are the leading pinwheels to our area now?
Oh, pretty far away. That storm is what sucked that cold front through today. It's kind of pulling it into the system now, and that's why we're going to cool off so quickly. But the shield of clouds with it is several hundred miles away, probably about 500-600 miles away. The rain shield is 1,000-plus miles away. That's not a concern at all for us.
So, but this one stayed, and currently, very bad. Pretty far inland, right? I mean, that's kind of, once it hits the land, it usually chops up, but this one held together pretty well.
Yeah, it will hold together as the whole thing gets over land, which will take a little bit of time. It's still not there yet. It will, the friction of the land will kill this thing, but it's a slow process. This will still be a hurricane well into the state of Georgia.
Wow.
And probably even South Carolina. Now, it'll probably get down to about a Category 1 at that point. Heavy rains and high winds will be a huge factor, and then it stays a tropical storm through the Carolinas, and then it will pop back out in the Atlantic and probably just stay a storm and then get up into the North Atlantic. It's not a problem for the Northeast or New England, but it will be a hurricane to a tropical storm the whole time it is over the U.S. in the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic region of the country. It's going to be a problem, especially, you know, not to downplay what this thing is doing along the coast, because it's big time, it's major, but the folks in North Carolina and South Carolina going, oh, no, please, no more rain. Mm-hmm. And they're going to get snockoed by rain.
So we're kind of up and down the next few days, but for the most part, beautiful fall weather, right?
Spectacular fall weather. It's great tonight. There will be some clouds that will fill back in tonight, and then will completely clear out later on. It's kind of cold weather clouds more than anything. And then tomorrow's an absolutely spectacular day. If you like fall, it's a little breezy. Temperatures, think mainly in the 50s. Downtown may touch 60 degrees for the high, but think mainly in the 50s, down to 38 on Thursday night. Friday, some sun to start with. Day of increasing clouds, kind of a rapid increase in clouds. There's going to be some cold rain showers in here Friday night and let's say late Friday afternoon into Friday night. As temperatures, high temperatures Friday, 50 to 55 degrees. We're going to notice that. That's going to be a bit of a chill. Saturday looks spectacular. Lots of sunshine, pleasantly cool, and then some more wet weather coming in on Sunday.
Love it.
Very nice.
Love it so much.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you know, when you go to bed tonight, if you're going to open up the windows, which I know a lot of folks will, it's going to be chilly come first thing in the morning. So make sure you have an extra snuggle next to you, whatever form that may be.
There he goes.
Mm-hmm. He can't stop.
He's
got
to take it there.
Can't help
yeah.
himself.
Yeah.
Can't help himself.
No chance.
How
no.
difficult yep. must his television career be?
Well, I know.
Knowing what a pervy is.
Yep. Just couldn't hold
I
himself back.
I was talking about a blanket.
Every uh-huh. day had
the
to dog. Be tortured
yeah, talking
to him.
About the dogs.
Anyway, on that note, Dave, I should be there about 9:30.
Yeah, perfect.
Like twice a week when Mandy Murphy be like, well, how big is this going to get, Dave? He's like, don't do it.
Oh,
don't do
don't
it.
Set jokes like jokes. That. Too many jokes.
Don't throw it away. How big do you need it to be, man? One of these days I'll be radio exclusive.
I'll show them.
I'll be as dirty as I want to be.
You guys, you know, over all these years, you guys have just absolutely corrupted me.
That's what it is.
We've ruined a few stars. Yeah. Yeah. We ruined Cusimano.
Hmm? Yep. Mm-hmm. Can't ruin me. I'm retired.
Remember when Cusimano goes, some woman...
Gabriella athlete. Sabatini.
She got off the bus looking like Gabriella Sabatini. What?
What are you talking about?
Gabriella Sabatini and Valerie Bertinelli. Those are the two he always references.
Italians.
What are you, dating Ava Gardner over there? He is a
Howard Hughes.
Time traveler. Got a corner?
Sure. Closest Corner is brought to you by Schnucks. Prices are falling. Points are piling up at Schnucks. Download the Schnucks Rewards app today. It's apropos of what we were just talking about.
Snuggling?
With that snuggling, too, and with the weather. I was driving back into the station today. I was going down 44. I was out west. Still kind of cloudy. I looked in my rearview mirror. It was the bluest sky I've ever seen. Mixed in with the clouds. I've never seen blue like this before. I mean, it was one of those where I'm like, wow. It. So I wrote a song.
That's what I thought
wow, was
that's
you, Dave.
And I'd like to do it for you right now.
This would qualify as a rap.
That's it. Blue, blue.
I'm gonna get my banjo out.
Okay, play. It was absolutely amazing. Just the bluest blue I've ever seen. It was just gorgeous, beautiful. In California.
Did you make this face?
I went, what? What? In California, they're instructing at a couple of schools, third graders, that if you're out or in school or you're out on the, playing and at recess, before you touch one of your other students, you need to get permission. In other words, if somebody has a really good, scores a goal and you want over and you want to like grab them by the shoulder, you have to ask permission first. If you want to pat them on the back, you have to ask permission. If they're crying, if a little third grader is crying and you want to come up and hug them, you must get permission before you can hug them. We've gone off the crazy crap-o-meter. We've lost our minds. We have totally lost it. This is... Third graders, and you're teaching them that to hug somebody or come up and put your... Look, how many of those the little kids with their arms around each other and having a good...
Yeah. Okay.
You can't do it.
Devil's
do
advocate
it.
Here. What if your daughter is in third grade and there's a little boy that she doesn't like that thinks it's okay to come up and give her a hug because she looks sad.
Right.
Or throw his arm around her and she doesn't want it. Wouldn't you want them to be taught, hey, before you put your hands on another person, you need to make sure they're okay with it. I think in general, if it's normal people interacting, it's fine. But there's always going to be people in a group who are going to take something to a level that's uncomfortable. And then you do have to set those rules.
But that means I disagree, especially with a third grader.
James was here on Tuesday and he high-fived everybody he saw.
Yeah.
And now he's not allowed back in the building.
That's right. It's with a third grader, I just don't
imagine.
Didn't
get permission once.
That's right.
Didn't ask
yeah.
permission
He didn't even
one
like
time.
Know how to sign the consent form.
James has got the consent forms with him. I'd like to give you a high five.
Just a bunch of jibber jabber khaki wearing.
Well, I agree that it's probably being taken to an extreme degree,
yes.
But if I had a kid who there was another kid touching them and they didn't like it, I would be happy for that rule.
I think in general, with this topic and seemingly every other, what it used to be was, if there is a line crossed, we'll make an issue of it.
Yes.
So you can touch anyone you want, so long as you're not crossing a line.
Right.
And a line is defined as being crossed if the person being touched says, I don't want
yeah,
that.
Don't do it. I get that.
What I'd rather have than a rule is teach my third grader or whoever, hey, if somebody hugs you and you don't want them hugging you,
tell them you can tell them no.
Tell them I don't want. I don't like to hug. If they get hugged again,
yeah.
Now we're going to do something about
it. Right.
No, I understand.
But instead of just having
that.
The rule.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but people don't, I mean, there are great parents like you guys who teach their kids, but there are plenty of people who just send their kids to school and go they'll figure it out.
Then have the teachers teach that rule instead of, or have teachers teach that
behavior. I
agree.
I think that's the happy medium is to actually say.
Create a rule.
Look, anytime you don't want someone touching you.
It's the lazy way. It's lazy to teach that way.
Yeah. And I think it's like herding cats. I think it's impossible. I don't think you can keep third graders from touching each other.
And it's case by case. Yeah. A rule like that is never going to...
Yeah.
It's going to go too far in some cases and not far enough in other cases.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God,
I don't remember anyone ever touching anyone inappropriately.
Right.
But recess bell hit and we were in a pile wrestling or whatever.
Well, and if you're playing any sport, even if it's just... recess,
kickball or whatever,
four square or Chinese handball, which I don't think they probably call it Chinese handball anymore.
Yeah.
But and you high fives, and you high five
Chinese kids. Wow,
we learned Chinese handball in PE, in PE class. That was the name of the game.
No, you can't call it that.
No, that's what
he keeps calling it that.
Yeah. That's what we were taught. That was the game we were taught.
It's what he taught. It's what he plays now.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Asian handball.
And it was one of my favorites.
What, if you had to put a percentage on it, just your own personal common sense memories, what percentage of the time does horseplay among kids turn into something inappropriate?
Zero.
At third graders... Yeah. Less than zero.
I think you guys are wrong. You don't know what goes on in schools nowadays.
How old is the third grader? Were they like 7 or 8 or 9 maybe?
You don't think there are kids who have had bad experiences at home at that point and take that to school? You don't think that happens sometimes?
Okay. But what I'm saying is what Dave brought up, if the kids do it in school, does it turn into... I mean, if the kid feels bad, yes. But I don't think the third grader that is hugging the other one is thinking about turning it into something inappropriate.
I don't know. I think the overarching theme of the rule is just teaching kids, don't touch another person unless you know they're okay with it. That's what that rule is, right? Make sure they're okay with it before you touch them. I don't think that's a bad thing. Maybe it's overkill, but I don't think it's bad.
Sue, what do you think?
I'm somewhere in the middle on this.
As she said that, she was touching... Tony.
Yeah, I know. She was hugging him like a wild man.
She had permission.
I have a related...
I get what Rachel is saying, but
Chinese handball room.
Yep.
What is Chinese handball?
Oh, you had to ask.
Way to go.
It's a lot like racquetball, but you throw and catch the ball instead of hit it with a racket.
Oh, all right. Why is that Chinese?
That's what they called it.
All right.
We had Chinese handball courts.
Listen, things were racist in the 80s. What can I say?